I've been sitting back there and wondering about the church and the people that make it up. This building, even though it is nice, is not the church. You are. And I thought while I was sitting there, how many of y'all wondered, like I did, when they announced the arrangements? I know Marty. I love him. He's one of our kids. But I also know that he is a child of God, a very good person. And I think about all of y'all. And I remember the first time I came up here in this area. I was very surprised, because down home there was no good thing in Atlanta. And I was raised a Pharisee. I mean, there wasn't nothing you could teach me. God had done chose me and made me a child of his, and I knowed everything. And I got up here and I met some of the best people I have ever met in my life. You were a surprise. So, know the peculiar people come up here. When we understand just how well we are blessed to have each other. I've heard some of the best preaching this weekend. I've heard it in a long time. And I know I can't preach like that. I'm not smart. Not good looking.
Amen.
Although since I broke my hip, I told them I should have done that 20 years ago, because everybody tells me how good I look now. But we need to remember we're not what it's about. Even as good as y'all are, and as many of you as they are here this morning, God is the reason for the meeting. Now, why did I come up here? Because of the love of God. I love him. I love his ways. I love his people. You are one of the gifts that he has given me that I can see and touch and enjoy. And I know that it's not going to go on forever. I used to didn't know that. I used to know that I was going to die one day, but I didn't think it was very close. But you notice now that it's been a long time since I run a 100-yard dash in 11 seconds. I can't pick up much no more. My hip won't let me. I have so many infirmities that I used to wonder about these old men that walked around like they were on their last leg. I found out they are. So when we come together at a meeting like this, I don't know how to preach. I look around and I see men that can preach in their sleep better than I can when I'm studying. Because God gives us all different gifts. Amen. And you will never outgrow your gift. You might make it grow, but you won't outgrow it. I don't know how to do things, but I do know we need to do things. And I've been for the last probably 2 weeks studying the book of Daniel. And it wasn't named after me. What we do, we learn from what God has taught the people that went before us. Right now, you're going to be a lesson for these kids that are here. You're going to be a lesson to the children in your neighborhood. You're going to teach them either how to do it right or how to do it wrong. And I'm a much better teacher of how to do it wrong. I look back and I think I used to have a good opinion of myself. And then the Lord began to show me some things. I went to the book of Daniel because to me Daniel is a really good example of what a child of God should be. You find in the second chapter of the book of Daniel that Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. I would have failed that one right then. I got a ferocious appetite. And if they offered me the chance to eat at the king's table, I'm afraid I'd be weak. Didn't bother him. He said, give me water and peas. Because what you eat ain't going to make you live forever. But when I was studying the book of Daniel, I found something that I think we can learn a little bit from. And it's found in the book of Jeremiah. I learned so much because I'm so dumb. If you're real smart, you don't learn a lot. But in Jeremiah the 27th chapter and the 6th and 7th verse, and this is the word of the Lord, speaking about a man that was a great man. He was great by our standards before the Lord ever mentioned him. But it says, and now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. When I seen that the first time, I wondered about it, but didn't think there was nothing about it. When I started reading the book of Daniel and I was trying to get a lesson out of it, this come to my mind. And it's about how we should live. And the beasts of the fields have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him and his son and his son and his son's son until the very time of his land come. Then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. See, God ain't never been surprised. He knows what all of it is. And the lesson that I wasn't hunting this lesson. But the lesson I learned out of it is how we are to treat people. Period. Not just children of God. We're belong to treat our, he said, now as I have opportunity, do good unto all men. Especially those of the household of faith. You are a special people in my life. But you're not in everybody's life. But if you want to be special people in everybody's life, treat everybody like they're special. That's what he's telling us. This is the reason that Nebuchadnezzar was a great man. God blessed him. He gave him all these lands, all these countries, but he didn't take none of them with him. He left them every one here. And that's what we can do. We can get so tied up in our life and what we're doing and what we're going to do, and we forget. I don't like to dwell on this, but we went up to Traveler's Rest in December to the ordination up there by Daniel Tompkins. And I didn't have time to go, but I love Brother Daniel. So we went. We got back home, needed to be doing something else. I didn't know exactly what it was going to be right then. But I had three little suitcases in the trunk. We don't travel heavy. We don't travel light either. But I reached in the trunk and I grabbed all three suitcases in my arms and headed for the house. Because we was 15 minutes late then. As the door started to close, as I come off the carport, come up the steps in the house, and that suitcase caught the door. And the cement floor caught me. I fell back in the carport. And I knowed when I hit the dirt, or didn't hit, well, it is dirt, but it's hard. And Edna started to try to help me. I said, don't move me. I just broke my hip. And you know what? I could not remember what I was going to be doing. All of that took second place. What we do in our lives, what we have planned to do, what we are going to do, you don't know what you're going to do. You know what you purpose to do.
Right.
But you don't know whether or not you're going to be able to do it. I purposed to come up here this weekend not to hear the preaching, although it's been great. Did come to hear it, but that was not the main reason. The main reason I come was to see y'all. My battery needed charging. And that's what we're supposed to do for each other, is charge batteries. When we see each other, we are supposed to thank God for this person that means so much to me. I thank God for my wife every day. But I thank God for y'all too. You have made my life rich. I know when we came up here, I'm not the same fella that I was then. Y'all have taught me a lot. God has been so good to me.
Amen.
That there's just no way that I will ever get through thanking him unless it's when I'm in heaven, if I make it to heaven. There I'll have a little more time. Except I won't have no time at all. When we forget that we don't have no time now. The Lord could say, Daniel, come home, bloop, flop. I just run out of time. Because we only have time because we have a way to measure it. When you're not worried about how much you got, why you want to measure it? You got enough. The love of God is like that.
Amen.
Don't try to measure it. Just be thankful for it.
Amen.
Do everything that you can for everybody that you can. And you will make an impression. One way or the other, that's the thing we have to remember. Every day, we are teaching lessons to people that don't really know what Primitive Baptists believe, and they really don't care because there ain't enough of us for them to take notice of us. But we got one thing they ain't. We got a God that loves us. Our God is not like other gods. You don't have to give up a lot of stuff. You don't have to quit smoking for the Lord to love you. You just make you spell better. But when we start thinking that we can do something, then we're getting really, really on dangerous ground. Because when I come up them steps, I know what I was doing. I don't even remember going down them. But I remember when I landed. It hurt. My hip burned like it was on fire. Not in my intentions to do that again. God teaches me sometimes one time and that's enough. But how we treat each other is going to determine how God is pleased with us or not. We don't, well, I don't think that there's anybody in here that's got enough money to impress people. Now, you might be, you might be a fellow that knows how to have money and not let it show. Because that's what we're supposed to be. We don't supposed to go around telling everybody what we got unless you want to talk about God. You got a God that can be bragged on and not have to worry about it. If you want to be bragged on yourself, let other people do it.
That's right.
They'll probably do a better job than you will. This is what I have learned from some very wise people. I'm going to tell them Brother Harold right now. After years of begging him to come to Georgia and preach for us at Lower Mill Creek, January, first weekend in January, he finally came. red letter day at the house. Took him around, tried to make sure he enjoyed himself. Wednesday night he preached at Lower Mill. Saturday he preached at Lower Mill. Sunday he preached at Lower Mill. But I believe it was Saturday evening when I was going down the hall, going back where he was at. He was in the other end of the house. And I heard him talking on the phone. And of all the good things he's ever given me, this is the best. He talked to Brother Gary Harvey, and he said, "Brother Gary, you got to come over here. I want you to meet this congregation." He said, "They not only love each other, they like each other." And that is the thing that I am most thankful for, is the love of God, the love of His people, and the fact that we like each other. God bless you.